There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some /your matter butthole, with some relationships, of course. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Wedding Happening, and as I said, it does come with an update. It's titled, Am I the Arsehole for Choosing My Future Husband's Daughter Over My Niece? English learner, throwaway account. I, 46 female, am marrying my fiancé, 50 male. He has a daughter, Davina, 18 female, from his previous marriage. I don't have any children, nor do I want any. I've been with him for 11 years now. Davina and I are close. I love her like a daughter. My sister, 45 female, has a daughter, Jess, 18 female. Now, it should be noted that Davina is an only child. She doesn't have any step or half-siblings on her mother's side as well. This will be important later. Davina and Jess used to be friends. They go to the same school, but when they got to high school, they grew apart. Davina became popular. She made lots of friends. Jess is introverted. She didn't like being in a crowd, so she just stopped associating with her. She started making up excuses when Davina would ask her to hang out, just the two of them. My sister is a single mom. I would sometimes help her with Jess when she was little. She would come over to my places at times before she got into high school, but ever since she started avoiding Davina, she hasn't come over unless necessary. I've spoken to both Jess and Davina multiple times and both have confirmed there is no bullying. When I got engaged, Jess asked me if she could have a part in the wedding. I said sure. Now I've asked Davina to be a maid of honor and Jess to be a bridesmaid. Jess wasn't happy Davina was getting a more important role. Jess asked me to not give Davina a role at all, that she would be a regular guest. I said no. Sister called and asked the same thing. I said no to her as well. When I asked them why, their reply was literally, I don't like her. A few weeks ago, Dee and I ran into them at the mall. Davina was attempting to make small talk with Jess, but she just snapped at her. When Davina said sorry, I didn't know you were in a bad mood, my sister snapped at me about how Davina is spoiled as an only child. How she abandoned Jess once she got her flashy friends. How I'm enabling Davina to let Jess continue to live in Davina's shadow. And how fake I am when I speak to Dee's mum when I meet her at school games. She said this was harming Jess's mental health. At this point, Davina excused herself and called her mum to pick her up. Sis said if I continue having a relationship with Davina, she and Jess will no longer want a relationship with me. When I reminded her that she would be my stepdaughter soon, she said she wants me to be civil with her and not trying to be a second mum. She said it was time I returned to our family instead of a random teenager. I said she and Jess were my family, but I also chose Davina to be my family when I chose to be with my fiancé. Jess started crying. People started staring, so we just left. I don't know what Sis told everyone, but now a lot of family members have blocked me. My parents and fiancé are both on my side, but Davina has started spending more time at her mum's. Have I been unknowingly cruel to Jess? Should I just take some time to focus on Jess? Am I the arsehole? Edit, spoke to mum who spoke to Sis. We'll be meeting Sis after work. And as I said, we do have an update to this. So I'm coming into this one, is it just pure jealousy or is there something else going on? OP did say that there was no bullying happening. So is Jess just being jealous of the situation? And then Sister is getting herself involved in causing this to all blow up out of proportion. And whilst I do have some, here I go, don't hate me for it. I do have some sort of empathy towards Jess because being an introvert can be tough sometimes. I'd like to think of myself as a bit of one. In most social situations, I know I read stories online all the time, but in real life, air quotes, I'm not really a talkative person, believe it or not, and like keeping myself to myself. But I think if you was to spend less time with Davina and more time with Jess now, you're just making things, you're just swapping the roles around and you might be pushing Davina away. So I think it's incredibly difficult. I certainly don't think you should be enabling this kind of behavior from Sister and Jess on this, the way that they're, what they're doing, telling you to, you know, not give Davina a role at all and all this sort of stuff. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where this update goes. Is the Sister going to take this any further? We shall find out. But Metrix L says, not the arsehole, your niece is just a regular jealous teenager. If your sister and her wants to kick you out of their life over this, they're making you a favour. In the long run, it's better without those kind of relatives. Julia says, not the arsehole, how entitled is your sister and niece? But question, I thought Maid of Honour was supposed to be an older person and not a teenager. Why not make them both bridesmaids and your sister your Maid of Honour? Drama would have been avoided. Second Cup of Coffee says, they aren't going to support your marriage. They were relying on you be Lady Bountiful for them and now assume you will rain favoured treatment on your husband and stepdaughter. Predict that their boycotting of you won't persist. They will need to carrot and stick you, hoping you will eventually leave your husband. And one more from Quadruplicate, who says, not the arsehole, fuck both of them. Oh my word. So now we're going to move on to the update to see what happened next. Didn't get a lot of attention, and I don't know if anyone else will see this, but here is what happened. Thanks to everyone who told me to speak to Sister. I called my mum a few hours after I posted original. I spoke to my sister 2 days ago. Apparently the issue between the girls was a boy. Yes, a boy. Jess liked him during freshman year, but he didn't like her back. Junior year, he starts going out with Davina, and they are still together. Jess asked Dee to break up with him without giving her a reason to do so, and got upset when she didn't. Seeing Jess upset, Sister also asked Davina to break up with him one day after showing up where Davina works. Yes, she cornered a kid during her work. Davina laughed in her face and said no. Other than that, she herself admitted Dee has done nothing to them. And those of you who said she wanted money, you were also right. My sister and Jess were under the impression that I would offer to pay for Jess's college. I was surprised, and when I asked why, her response was because we are family and you are helping with a random person's college. I am only paying for Davina's books. My fiance and Dee's mum are paying for everything else because she is not eligible for scholarship because parents have a higher income. At this point, I was angry and I told her I would have offered to pay for Jess's books as well, but now I am not giving her a penny. Sis looked horrified, but I left before she could say anything. Later, someone added me to group chat with family members who had earlier blocked me. They said I had strayed from family and I should come back to them, that I can make it up to them by fully paying for Jess and her brother's college. I left the chat and blocked them all. Won't be talking to them anytime soon. Earlier today, I spoke to Dee's mum. She agreed to let me pick her up from work. I spoke to Dee, took her to dinner, explaining everything. She was happy. Apparently Sister had told Jess she was meeting me, and Jess cornered her at school and told her I wouldn't want her in my life anymore. Davina was relieved to know it wasn't happening. She will be coming here tomorrow. So the sister thinks that you was going to pay for her education. What the hell planet are they on? And then the family gets involved and says you're straying from the family path kind of thing. I mean, oh my word, that's awful. And I know it's got to be incredibly tough for OP in this situation, but I got to say well done to them as well. For what do they say in this? For having that shiny spine. I know many people in the comments when I mention about family stuff and cutting family off, or when family cut them off, and you know, some people can say it's incredibly easy, which I imagine it can be in certain situations, dealing with certain families and stuff like that. But I know if I was to try and do that, it would be incredibly difficult at the same time. So I do hope OP is okay. Let me know what your thoughts are on this story. What would you do in that situation? And we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who asks, am I the asshole for siding with my boyfriend after he punished my son for asking for money to watch his step-siblings? I, 36 female, have been with my boyfriend, male 41, for 2 years. He has 3 kids, 6, 12 and 4, while I have a 16-year-old son. The other day, my 12-year-old stepson fell off the stairs and injured his ankle. His dad and I had to get him to the hospital and needed someone to stay with the kids while we were there. my boyfriend told my son to skip work day and stay with and watch his stepbrothers. When we returned, my son asked my boyfriend to pay him for babysitting his kids. I admit my son doesn't have the best relationship with his stepdad or step-siblings, but my boyfriend and I were shocked by this. My son explained that he had to skip a workday which cost him to lose money and asked my boyfriend to pay him for his time. My boyfriend scolded him harshly and told him that staying home with his stepbrothers isn't babysitting and he deserves no money for it. Plus that skipping one day of work won't do much harm. But my son disagreed and kept arguing with my boyfriend, saying his stepbrothers aren't his responsibility. My boyfriend ended up punishing him and taking away all his electronics as well as cancelling his birthday months away. My son fought back, talking about how unfair this was and asked me to get involved. I sided with my boyfriend because I really did not appreciate how my son used this family emergency to his advantage and thought he'd get money out of helping family out. My son didn't like where I stood in this conflict and accused me of favoring my stepkids to stay on my boyfriend's good side while ignoring the mistreatment towards him. I cut the argument and he's become silent ever since, even refused to eat with us or sit with us. Am I the asshole for agreeing with my boyfriend to punish my son?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now there's a couple of questions that come to me straight away, and the first one was, you know, he fell off the stairs and injured his ankle, and this might be a bit harsh on me. It doesn't sound particularly like life-threatening or anything like that, so I sort of wondered why you both had to go to the hospital with him. Anyway, that one might be a bit too harsh on my part, but it certainly did pop into my head. Then your boyfriend told him to skip a workday, so yes, he was losing money and it probably reflected negatively on his job as well, depending on how his job treats these kind of things. I'm not sure if he gets paid for his time off, taking emergency time off like that or not. And then instead of, you know, boyfriend being thankful that son did take the time off to look after his kids, he gets scolded as electronics taken away and his birthday cancelled months down the road. And you totally back up boyfriend on this. I can see how your son is incredibly hurt by this as well. But Pastel Mattel says you're the asshole. He's not their stepbrother. You're not married to that man. That's your boyfriend. Your son had to miss out on a day of work, a day of pay, and you couldn't pay him for babysitting. The 12-year-old's father could have gone to the hospital with his son alone while you stayed home with the rest of the kids. This isn't your son's problem. It doesn't take two people for a sprained or broken ankle. That would be enough on its own for you to be the asshole, but then you actually took away all his electronics and cancelled his birthday. He's turning 17. A year after that, he's going to never see or speak to you again if you keep choosing your boyfriend and pretend stepkids over your own son. Mother to the Max says you're the asshole. Your son doesn't choose for you to start dating this guy. Older siblings are not automatic free babysitters. Your son lost money by having to watch your boyfriend's kids, and he somehow was punished for being upset by all of this. You're an even married. Those aren't his step-siblings. That sure as hell isn't a stepfather who's being allowed to punish him. This is absolute shit parenting all around. Sam Spade PI says you're the asshole. You are not married to your boyfriend. His kids are not your son's stepbrothers, unless you have officially adopted them. Taking care of younger, even full siblings is your and your boyfriend's responsibility, not your son's. It's parentification to pretend he's just as responsible for his younger siblings as you are. I don't see any reason why you and your boyfriend both need to take your stepson to the hospital. You could have stayed home to take care of the little ones. You made your son miss a day of work. The punishment taking away his electronics and cancelling his birthday months away far exceeds the crime of asking to be reimbursed for babysitting, even if he did argue after you told him no. It's an I said no, and that's final, go to your room, crime at worst. Frankly, I see your boyfriend's attitude as a red flag. You need to protect your son, not side with your boyfriend. And one more from V2Den, who says you're the arsehole, as is your boyfriend. Why'd you both have to take the 12-year-old to hospital? You should have stayed at home with the other kids. He missed work, which means he missed earning money. You two should pay him. Also, your son is correct. His stepbrothers aren't his responsibility. You two need to apologize, remove the punishment, and pay him. Well, so it turned out, and even more comments on that, they're pretty much just saying the same things below, that, you know, it's an overwhelming, you're the arsehole in this situation. And it's one of those stories where I think, you know, are we going to see another post in a couple of years' time when the son reaches age and he moves out and she's questioning, what did I do wrong? But let me know your thoughts on this story. Do you think OP will change their behaviour? Let me know your thoughts and we'll move on to another one. And our next story comes from WalkAlone4533. Am I the arsehole for refusing to apologise to my mother-in-law after she saw me wearing underwear? This happened yesterday morning at 9 in the morning. I, female 33, was in the kitchen eating breakfast wearing my regular underwear. Suddenly, I heard gasping sounds coming towards me. I turned and saw my mother and sister-in-law yelling about what I was wearing. I was in utter shock and just froze in my seat. My husband was asleep at the time and he must have heard his mum and sister scream because he ran downstairs asking what's going on. His mum started ranting loudly about what an inappropriate scene she and her daughter saw. I'm still sitting in shock when my husband started yelling at me to go put something on quickly. I went upstairs while his mum kept yelling after me, calling me shameless and inappropriate. I then heard my husband say it won't happen again. I was so mad. I put a coat on and went downstairs and started arguing with my mother-in-law. I told her she shouldn't have come over without notice, but turns out my husband told her to come over at 9 to discuss a family crisis. My mother-in-law said I was in the wrong for walking around half naked knowing she has a key and might show up at any minute. I told her it's my home and she said it's her son's home too. Oh dear. We argued and my husband told me to knock it off and apologize, but I refused and went back upstairs. Then after his mum and sister left, he called me childish and inappropriate. I tried to explain my side, but he said what's done is done, and he promised his mum that I will apologise, but I said I will never apologise and she's going to have to wait for decades for that. He got upset and called me disrespectful towards our guests. A mother-in-law was technically a guest, so. He's still nagging me for an apology to his mum via email to get this over with. Am I the arsehole for not apologising? I'll apologise if it turns out I am the arsehole here. Edit. Wow. So, there's too many comments here and I can't respond to all of them. However, I just saw some info questions and I'll answer them below. First and foremost, I'm not American. I wish, lol. You guys probably figured this out by my horrific grammar, lol, but I did my best. Mother-in-law has a copy of the key. After what happened, I told my husband to tell his mum to give the key back, but he said no and that he won't punish her for something I did. Yes, he tends to take her side more often. She's super conservative and does not like me very much. Oh, and one more thing. This country I live in, not my country originally, treats women as possessions, e.g. instead of calling me by my name, they would say Eric's wife or his woman, which is rude and offensive. Another e.g. is that there is lots of places women cannot access and seeing women drive can be seen as an unusual thing for them. The reason I married my husband was that he was different from them. Truth to be told, I am feeling overwhelmed and depressed lately and mum isn't near so I could visit and vent to her. And we'll start off with Lorraine Andes, who says, you could be sat in the kitchen naked with a dildo in your hand. If mother-in-law doesn't like surprises, she should knock, not the arsehole. Ewok Cafe says, not the arsehole, here's a list of apologies owed. 1. Your husband owes you an apology for not telling you they were coming over, thereby putting you in the situation. He also owes you an apology for insulting you and belittling your feelings and talking about you as if you're a child. Seriously, make you apologize. Like what? 2. Your husband owes his mum and sister an apology for creating the situation. 3. Your mother-in-law owes an apology for the insult she said. I realize it was startling, but you were doing nothing wrong. She also owes you an apology for barging in. Knocking is a thing, even if you have a key. honestly, your husband's reaction is the most concerning to me. He's being so disrespectful to you about this. You need to set some boundaries about them coming over unannounced, since this was so traumatizing for them, apparently. And then I think a lot of these comments were before OP gave that update. But a lady commenter gave like a very similar comment to the other ones, but then put an edit to OP's edit, which said, "Edit, oh darling, I read your edit and sweetie, you need to go home. This is only going to get worse and you have no protection. Scratch the therapy, get your important documents and get out to your home country to initiate divorce. Ask or borrow money if you need it, but get out now. Get your country's embassy is also an idea. I want to outline several things for you. You're in a foreign country where you're not seen as equals. You have no direct support network. You have no direct place to leave in case you need to find a safe place. Your husband could have been different, but now he is totally immersed in a culture which demeans you. With a mother who dislikes you and is eager to abuse you emotionally and mentally through her willing son. Your husband. I do not know if you have easy access to birth control or abortion. If you need to leave, what would your safety look like? You should go home to your mother. If your husband is serious about being with you, he can follow you and try to make it work where you are, far safer than where you were. But he shames you over your body in a space that should be safe for you, in a relationship which should be safe for you. Get out now. Loveisrespect.org." Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What advice would you give to OP in that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time. And don't forget, at the end of the video there is a playlist you can click on and it will just scroll through the videos for you, so you don't have to do any of that boring clicking stuff. So if you're doing art, driving, whatever you're doing, it will just keep playing in the background for you. Thank you so much once again, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.